Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tim Versalotti, you're a pollster, you're a political scientist, you're a great professor. I wanted to start by asking you where we left off, which was, imagine a scenario, and you painted one which is possible, that the Republicans take the United States Senate. What would that mean for President Obama?
It's an interesting scenario because it does seem possible that the Republicans could hold the Senate for the final 2 years of President Obama's term. It would mean a couple of things. One, he'd have to sharpen his veto pen. President Obama hasn't had to veto many pieces of legislation in office. I could be wrong, but my recollection is he's vetoed two bills in his period in office. If it's been more, it hasn't been many more than that. And that's the sign of a president who signals clearly to Capitol Hill, this works for me, this does not work for me. When presidents have to veto a lot of bills, it's a sign that the deck is either stacked against them or they're weak presidents and they're not very involved in their staffs are not very involved in the legislative process. So, first point, he'd probably have more pieces of legislation to veto. The Republicans would say, well, fair enough, this means we've got to win the White House. These would be at least symbolic victories for them because they get to set the agenda and make the president follow that agenda. Presidential appointments that require Senate confirmation, they've been tough enough to get through the Senate, even given the recent filibuster reform that Senate Democrats pushed through. Well, it would be all but impossible to get appointees through a Republican-controlled Senate, and the president might have to resort to more what are known as recess appointments. Recess appointments do not require Senate confirmation. The appointees can only serve during that session of Congress, but that session of Congress would expire with the president's term. The open question there is the legality of recess appointments. The Supreme Court has heard oral arguments regarding the question of the legality of recess appointments and is poised to issue a ruling, which should come in a few months, and that will say a lot about whether President Obama could even count on recess appointments in an era with a Republican controlled Senate.
Do you have a prediction on that, on what they're going to do?
No. And political scientists are a lot better at explaining than predicting. There are separation of powers issues there. The Supreme Court, until recently, has really erred on the side of the president in these separation of powers debates. But it's a wild card when we're talking about President Obama. The other area where we could see some change is more executive orders, and we've seen that already. We've seen, even with a Democratic-controlled Senate, with a Republican-controlled House, it's very hard for President Obama to get legislative initiatives through the process. And so we see where he believes and where his Justice Department believes he has legal authority, more executive orders. For example, raising the minimum wage for employees of federal contractors. That's something that the president can do through executive order as opposed to waiting for Congress to raise the federal minimum wage. And so we might see more of that in a post-2014 era, should the Senate fall into Republican hands.
Okay, this is the lightning round. I'm going to throw you something, and then you get a minute, maybe a minute and a half. Ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Charlie Baker, chances at winning the governorship.
Better this year than 2014, no question. He's got name recognition. We're coming off of 8 years of Democratic control of the corner office, and he could make a credible argument about the economy. He could make a credible argument about taxes. And Charlie Baker 2.0 is a warmer, friendlier guy, very active with social media. His Twitter account, it buzzes. So I'd say his chances are better, for sure.
Okay, Scott Brown moves to New Hampshire. People expect him to run for office there. What do you think?
Yeah, the question is which office?
Yeah.
The Republican Party in New Hampshire is getting a little frustrated here. The filing deadline for the U.S. Senate is not until mid-June. However, there are other Republicans who want to take on Jeanne Shaheen for the United States Senate seat, and former Senator Brown has not been very forthcoming about his plans.
Former Senator Brown of Massachusetts has not been, and who's now gone to New Hampshire, right.
Now a resident of the Granite State. Yes, he sold his house in Wrentham, Massachusetts, and has moved up there full time. There is some speculation that instead of a Senate seat, he might be toying with a 2016 presidential bid and be the hometown favorite should he run in the New Hampshire Republican primary.
Which is so important. Governor Patrick announces that he might be interested in running for president. What do you make of that?
Yeah, raised eyebrows here. You and I have talked about this many times, and he has been adamant that when he leaves office at the end of 2014, he's looking to return to the private sector, but he hasn't said for how long. And so at the National Governors Association meeting in Washington, he hinted maybe he'd think about a 2016 bid. Hillary Clinton, her polling makes her seem so formidable as a candidate for 2016. It made me wonder if Governor Patrick was positioning himself as a possible vice presidential.
I've been saying that from day one. And he said to me, I mean, I asked him the question very specifically, and he said, no, I don't want to work for anybody else.
I recall when you had your conversation with him at the event about a year ago.
Sure.
In Pittsfield, he said he likes to be in charge. However, should your party's nominee approach you,
sure,
and say, for the good of the country, could you do it? Yeah, then the story might change.
Is Mitch McConnell going to win in that primary he's got going down there in Kentucky?
He looks a lot stronger now than he did a few months ago. McConnell's primary opponent, Matt Bevin, has had some trouble raising money. He made some really provocative statements recently about same-sex marriage. And McConnell is employing an incumbent strategy, staying above the fray, talking about the importance of focusing on winning in the general. Allison Grimes, his probable Democratic opponent, Secretary of State in Kentucky, is polling very strong. They're neck and neck right now. But McConnell's a pro. He's a survivor. I think it's going to be a tight race, tough race. Allison Grimes has her work cut out for her to take down a sitting minority leader.
Chris Christie, is he done? Stick a fork in him?
Well, his poll numbers are dropping. He's term limited, can't run for another term as governor of New Jersey, and his luster as a probable presidential candidate has really, really dimmed in the past several weeks in an extraordinary way. I think a lot depends on where this investigation goes. It is far from over. It would be possible to rehabilitate oneself if he is fully cleared, but after the midterms in 2014, you really have to be in position to start building a national campaign apparatus. He won't have a lot of time to bounce back if indeed he is cleared by these various investigations.
Casinos, we're going to have a popular casino operation in Massachusetts, or is it going to be sort of angry people after it happens?
It depends on where you live, for sure. I think there are longer-term concerns about the economic viability of casinos, but the popular will may not be there to overturn the casino law. There is a question that could get on the ballot for the fall. There's some constitutional issues that the Supreme Judicial Court will have to rule on first before that question can go forward. But by and large, what we know from poll after poll after poll, a majority of folks in Massachusetts like the idea of casinos. They just don't want them in their hometown.
Gotcha. Tim Bresolotti, director of the Western New England University poll, professor, political scientist, and I love having you on, Tim. You know so much, and you're so good at telling us about it. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Alan. It's been great. I appreciate it.